talking about doing up the home, just the basics, just to put windows, put doors, close up all the holes. It's a basic thing, give it a little paint, a little paint, whatever. But now it's going to be close it up so that they are safe from the government together in public. There was one home that we had gone to the first and not this, but I don't know previous one. And that lady, she requested, she said, just put a door for me. Because my daughters are in the car. We don't even have a door. Just put one door, at least my daughters can be able to explain to the house why I deal with the car all the time, because we don't have a door. Just put one door. So we can't even fathom the need. Do one house cost about $3,000 plus minus. One family can get together and do one house. When a family gets together, you dig deep because somebody said that you do one house. You can make figure amongst your family. Whereas your families can do more. And those that don't have can do one window. And these massages, the reason that they are being deeper. But we call, and Moana also witnessed it, that once you establish the masjid, the people who are living in tents, they will come back to the area. Once the masjid is established. Moana was mentioning the place where the masjid and Bilal, and we had gone, there was nothing around it. For all our homes, everybody had gone, they were all living in refugee camps. After the worst night in the mosque, slowly the people at least put it from the seven months. The mosque, people will come back to the area. We have to feed that we can contribute in the partnership for our own and then with our wealth, God has given us. Yesterday, Moana was telling me about one daughter. I can't even remember the name of that. To me, it's like one guru daughter. What's her name?
Guru daughter.
So this, how much money people are spending on things like that? Wasting money that one girl is $800 How much money we spend on things like this? A person bought 2 children, they both buying gold already. 1600 grand. Then the wife said, no, she can't get left off. Here, put one on her hand. How much money is spent on filth like that? Just wasting money, eating out, how many thousands go in. Just throwing money on so many things. Let us be a little bit more careful and see what we can contribute to these causes. The other thing is, we have these programs, this overnight program once, you know, 3 or 4 we have in the year, try to have one every quarter. For some of you are from far, you can't come for the Monday night program and the programs that take place. So, and even those of us from here also, one of the objectives is for us to check on ourselves. Ask overnight programs, the first overnight program, what is my situation? What's my situation? Everything in order, which direction am I moving in, am I retrogressing, am I progressing? So if we have the time to introspect, we have the time to think, top of our sound. So we know now that the last overnight, now what's my situation? But what Qazan namazes, how many have I performed? Owing zakat, did I make a start, start reading? Whatever my situation may be, munaz in my life now, did I get rid of them? Bad habits that I may have. Sometimes you may think that it's not a guna, never a bad habit. Now this bad habit, when am I going to do that? When am I going to do this bad habit? This is how Islam is about this. Islam is not just attending a program. It has to be a spin-off from it. Program was based on fruit. One brother is so touched by him, Allah Ta'ala give me that kind of feeling. He came, he was here in Ramadan Sharif for a few days. And after that he wrote to say that, you know, even my namazes are not in order. Faraz namazes, sometimes I'm missing Fajr time, I'm missing the namaz, etc. So Alhamdulillah, slowly he got all his namazes in the morning. Then he said, but I don't need not one sunnatul maqtala. No sunnatul maqtala. So now Alhamdulillah, he has got his sunnatul maqtala in order. Sometimes he misses. Every day he spends there. And then now the rectification is then given. Right? So now the person is serious about his reformation. Allah, you need that tawfiq. You must all that tawfiq. He's serious about our Islam. There are many others, I'll just give you one example. There are many others also, all the time. Communication is not only about the good thing in our life, something good that's happening in our life. I mean, Islam is not only about where I'm slipping up, where I'm going off, where I'm going wrong, where I'm falling short. That is the whole reason for the Islam. One person, he's sitting here also, every week he sends a report. Every week he sends a report. Another person, he was slipping up his tanbir kula, getting his namaz, slipping up his tanbir kula. So every day, he got all his tanbir kula, he sends a message. So he calls salah on his tanbir kula. Now I can't reply one long story to him. What was really, I was impressed with last week from the 6th to the 13th, I didn't have my phone. Must say, it was very peaceful. Not that the Islamic correspondence is a burden from me, not that. All the other things, unnecessary, on the WhatsApp, no. From this message, forward the message, back message. So I don't get all of that. So I didn't have the phone for the whole week. So when the phone came back, I checked the messages. That person who was sending his report every day about his Sunnat al-Muqtada, every day his report was still there. So when I was answering, I didn't make my, I didn't have access to this WhatsApp. I couldn't answer him. So he sent the jawab. He said, no, I knew that. Because you sent the message. The Uncle Chinti sent out the message that I don't have emails and WhatsApp. So, but I thought that if I don't send the message, I'll start slipping. Mm-hmm. So This shows the person, his maqsad is Allah Pak, not even the shaykh. And that's how it is. First is just a room, but his maqsad is Allah Pak. Even my shaykh can't read my correspondence to no problem. But if I don't send it, I can fall short. So I know on what that I have to send the thing from and make sure it's everything is fine. Prabhupada was talking with him because of his fascination with the thing of the being. I can be sitting here, Allah Ta'ala can make a big madrasa, students can be coming kuffar, they can become ulama. If Allah Ta'ala wants, muftis can come out. When I came here, I said with our ustaz and get here, you know, that's how it works. You don't need anything else. That Allah Pak had his plan. And now when I look at the case, really Allah Ta'ala had his plan. We never even thought now we're going to use this part of the property and that part of the property and that part of the property. And now you see from one boundary of the property to the other boundary of the property, everything is a result. I didn't even have that in my mind to say that no, we are planning and we're working towards that or whatever. I don't have the reason. All Allah Pak. So all that is buildings and that is students and that was dainty. But if I don't sort myself out, none of this is coming in my way. So everything else is on the outside. But if I don't sort myself out, I don't have the class. I don't have Milaniyat, I don't have Panayat, I don't have the connection with Allah Ta'ala. That's what comes to matter when it matters most. At that time when the who is coming out, Shaitan is making his attack. We need to read Kalima, we need to go with Iman. At that time what is being my taluk with Allah? Am I going to be able to live with Iman? Then when I go into the qabr, what's going to be my companion? All the amal in our life. Oh, this is going to be my companion in the qabr. What's going to secure that the qabr is going to be a garden? All this aman, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. How long are we going to allow laziness? How long are we going to allow our ego? How long are we going to keep saying this is hard, that is hard? It's alright, I've got time. We have to, yesterday or day before yesterday, somebody was telling me, person, healthy, no health issues, absolutely nothing. In his late 30s, got, I don't know what to call, 3 children or 4 children or what, small children. All of a sudden, heart attack, gone. Young person. This is what this life is about. The life is preparation. Caring for our akhirah. Everything else is by them. Everything else is by them. Make this dua to Allah Ta'ala. La tes ayat dunya akbara hamdina wa la mablagha himina wa la hawayata rawdatina. La tes ayat dunya akbara hamdina. Don't make the dunya the biggest of our worries. There must be now the height of our knowledge, everything about the dunya. How that of this, I can cut this deal, I can do that. That's all we do in the world. There mustn't be our what we desire. Gaze and focus must be on Akhirah. Gaze and focus on Akhirah. That's where I'm going. So we need to prepare for that journey. We need to prepare for that journey. The suffering is long. And what provision do we have? But there is no other remedy but to fight. No other, there's no wazifa that's going to put things right. So, no, I'm not managing to go for namaz, so I'm not managing to do this, so I can't. There's no wazifa that's going to put that right. That's what we call it now, the jihad against the nafs. To fight, we have to fight the nafs. I've got this adat in me, I'm not going to do it. I need to have himmat and resolve. I have himmat and resolve. Not going to be finished. That nafs can make how much demand it was. I'm not going to be. Allah Ta'ala will draw strength from Allah, and I'm not going to do it. It can be a 20-year-old habit, a 30-year-old habit. Finish. It's no more in my life. Just like how we expect all these Arab countries, what's their problem? All they don't have comes from Allah. They know, just make an anu jihad and just go for it. And now what happened? What they worried about was this US and all that. We too, when it comes to our jihad against the nafs, we must just make an anu jihad. I'm not doing the khalas. I'm not going on those sites anymore. I'm throwing the cigarette away. I'm praying the vapor, you're not doing it no more. Allah. So getting but withdrawal. So that my just be just sanctioned. They're bombing me. All the I'm standing strong. I mean, and I know jihad finish. Whatever comes now, let it come. I mean. And then don't make the withdrawals on the wife and the children now. Amen. He said, he's giving up his cigarette. Then he starts swearing the wife and children. He said, he gets one excuse to fight the thing. I'm not smoking. Whatever our weakness is, we know our weakness. But we
all the shouting, reading, and getting, and that's in the boom.